Welcome, everybody. Share number 1049, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, the order of Brachos. So an interesting question comes up, which we spoke about in the past a little bit. I just want to get a little bit more into it. What about if somebody made a mistake? In other words, for example, they have a grape and they have an apple. Right, so you have to make, and I'm going to eat them both at the same time. So obviously, we've been talking about the grape is what we call min shiva, right? That's from the shiva saminim. So that you make the eitz on the grape, and the apple will go with it. So the question is now: let's say they made a bracha on the apple, right? They made a bracha on the apple. So they did. They made a mistake. Whatever. They made a bracha on the apple. Fine. So now there's a few different ways of looking at it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, which is, again, we quoted quite a while ago, but I want to get a little bit into it, the Ramah. Okay, let's backtrack a minute. The Ramah, in our siman, Reish Yud Aleph. So the Ramah says, very important, V'chol zed that tzarech lahaktim hainu. All this that we're talking about, whereby you have to be kedima bebrachas, which bracha comes first? Hainu dafka lechatchila. That's lechatchila, right? That's what's supposed to be done. What about bidiyevid? What about if it didn't happen like that? What is it? Is the bracha good? In other words, when I made the bracha on the apple, would it go on the grape, or should I make a separate ha'etz on the grape? Maybe. Avol im ova, says the Ramah in Sif Haim. Our siman Reish Yud Aleph says the Ramah, Avol im avar berech al hasheni, but you made a bracha on the other one. I made a bracha in our case, again, the apple and the grape, very easy case. I made a bracha on the apple, okay? Avol im avar uberech al hasheni, im habrachas shavas, if the brachas are equal yoitze, then a person would be yoitze, right? In other words, if it's the same bracha, meaning they're both ho'eitz, you know, if one is a different bracha, so obviously you have to make a separate bracha. So I made a bracha on the apple. In other words, let's say I have cake, right? I have cake and I have an apple. So I made a ha'etz. So of course you have to make a bracha on the cake, the mezonos. What does that have to do with anything? Mezonos has nothing to do with cake. But they're the same. I have a grape and an apple. They're both ha'etz. Fine. So then you'll be yoitz, a bidiyevet. But there's a condition which we're going to see, which is what I want to talk about. Upcoming shiurim, because this comes up all the time. People are not sure, whatever it was, I just slipped up, I didn't realize I made a mistake. What do I do? Is it good or not good? How should I work it? You don't have to go back and make again a bracha. You don't have to go make a bracha on the other one. Oh, but there's a condition, says Ramah, the point is, but yeah, only in a case in time whereby your das was to cover the grape also. In other words, I made a bracha on the apple. And my mind was also on the grape. I wanted to go also on the grape, so that would be good. But let's say my mind was not on the grape. Excuse me. Even if the grape was in front of me. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah explains it's if cut and lamed beis. Afilu hoya im hoya shneim lefanav. They're both in front of me. What do we mean by that? In general, right? In general, if I'm eating and drinking something and I eat something, right, I eat something that's a shahakal, let's say. There's something else, shahakal, a drink or whatever in front of me, even though I didn't have it in mind, automatically goes on that drink, right? There's two ways of having your bracha go onto something else. I make a shahakal on one food, right? There's something which we have to chazer over and review again and again. There's two different ways that it could go onto another food. Number one, it's in front of you and you did not have it in mind. And with the same bracha, they're both shahakal. I'm eating something and there's a drink in front of me which I want to drink, milk or whatever. So now I made a shahakal and the other thing is in front of me. I didn't have it in mind. It's still good. Fine. There's another way you have it in mind. You have it in mind. I want to have in mind to cover the milk with my shahakal that I'm making on my chocolates or whatever. So that's another way. Vafilu hayishneim says the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu hayishneim lefanu b'shas bracha be'inu she'ischavin loy beferish lepatri. We have to have in mind bedafka to it shapatri. Why? The Eina B'din Sheyiftar, this whole din, which we just explained, which is in general, right? But it doesn't apply over here in certain instances when it comes to Kedima B'brachas. We'll see why. The Eina B'din, sometimes yes, sometimes not, if you did not have it in mind. Again, why? The Eina B'din Sheyiftar Misha Eina Choshev, this whole din of that it's Pater, something that's not Choshev, as a chashiv, derech kavana, would only work with kavana. In other words, what are we saying? If the brachas are the same and everything is exactly the same, fine, that's all good. Or if it's on a lower level, let's say I make a bracha on a chocolate and there's milk in front of me, so that'll automatically cover. They're both shahakal, they're both the same. But when I make a bracha ha'etz on the apple, right, and the grape is in front of me, so the grape is on a higher level. I'm supposed to make a bracha on the grape, fine. I made a bracha on the apple, but the grape is on a higher level. So would it cover? That's what we're trying to get to. When I make a bracha on something on a lower level, right, like in our case, our famous case, would that work, right? Or in the case in the Shivas Aminim, let's say I make a bracha on a rimon, on a pomegranate, and there's a grape in front of me also, right? Though pomegranate is on a lower level, even though they're both in the pasuk, right? The grape comes first. Or if I made a bracha on a grape and there's an olive in front of me, so the olive would come first because olive is first in the pasuk before the grape. So the question is, would it also cover? In other words, when I make the bracha and these rules, these guidelines, whereby it automatically covers something in front of me, would it work if the thing in front of me is a dova choshev on a higher level than the bracha I am making on the item that I'm holding in my hands? Okay, we'll continue in this all-important subject next year. But the point is, which we're going to stress the next few shiurim, and I think it's extremely important, you have to have in mind, to make sure to have it in mind. Always when you're eating, drinking, as much as possible, in general, not just over here, it's halacha l'maisa, but even in it's all halacha l'maisa, but in general, the importance of having everything in mind as much as possible, right? And there is such a thing as an umbrella bracha, which we spoke about in the past. I make a shahakal and I have in mind, but have in mind to cover all the shahakals in the house for the next hour, right? There is such a concept, and it would work, b'dievet for sure, but even l'chatchila, according to some, that I have in mind all the I don't have to have in mind each specific thing, but anything shahakal next hour, I might eat this, I might eat that, I'm not sure, but I want to have it all in mind with this shahakal, that would also work. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.